Pipe Network presents.
In Farnsworth in the U.S., an elderly couple, Franklin and Irene York, live together in peace. Due to aging, more and more health issues start to arise for the two. In their humble home, though, the two have kept a precious secret for years, a secret they've discovered after their son has died of suicide. In their backyard under a shed, is a secret chamber that leads to what seems like a distant planet. In this planet is a viewing room where the couple get to watch the night sky, the stars, and the vast beauty of the planet. At this point, Frank and Irene has already been up the planet more than 800 times. Enjoying the view of the vast night sky, Frank and Irene only stayed in the viewing deck but never tried to go out and explore more. A couple suspects the air in the planet is not breathable. They even tried to let a rat go outside to test this theory. The rat dies after just a few minutes. One night, as more complications start to appear regarding Irene's health, and as Frank grew tired of just watching the planet and nothing more when they go up the stars, Irene decides she's finally ready to step out the chamber and explore the planet. Knowing well that she might die, she leaves Franklin a heartfelt letter and go up through their secret chamber in the night to fulfill her wish. In the planet, as Irene prepares to step out into the cold night of the unknown world, she sees a man inside their deck. The man is bleeding and is crying for help. Curious and worried, Irene helps the young man and gets Franklin to assist. After caring for the man in their late son's room, kind-hearted Irene persuades Franklin to let the man stay. The young man introduces himself to be Jude, who's looking for his father. He says that he escaped a very bad group of people and is now finding a way to get to his father. In another part of the world, in the mountains of Argentina, thousands of miles away from the Yorks, lives a woman named Stella and her struggling teenage daughter, Tony. After a sketchy man pays them a visit, Stella reveals to her daughter that their family are the guardians of a very important secret. In their mini chapel, a secret passage through a chamber similar to the one in Farnsworth is guarded by their family for hundreds of years now. Deployed to a mission, Stella finally reveals the chamber and its function to Tony. The two steps in. Stella locks in a code using a mysterious bar similar to Jude's, and when the two steps out, they are transported to Newark in the USA to meet Stella's friend. It is then revealed that secret societies have been fighting over for control of the chambers, which holds the key to a secret location called K-Rule. Stella is part of the group called Guardians, and Jude is an apostate. Stella and the Guardians then track Jude to the Yorks in Farnsworth as Franklin observes Irene's health slowly recovering as they both spend time helping Jude find his father. For more of my review on Amazon's Night Sky starring J.K. Simmons and Sissy Spacek, go listen to Fast Cut Podcast's May 2022 episode where I talk about Night Sky and more slow burn sci-fi shows with the Fast Cut Squad, GP and Dreyan. The link to the episode is in the description. If you've seen it already, tell me what you think of Night Sky on our social media pages. Review is on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Review Podcast. Follow me on TV Time to know what I'm currently watching. The link to my profile is in the description. Also use our affiliate link whenever you do your online shopping at Lazada. Link is also in the episode description. Go check out Fast Cut Podcast. I'm your host, YB Wesley. Don't forget to smile today. This is Review. If you like Review and would like to support the show, consider buying us coffee. Link in the description of this episode. For more Loco podcasts, check out more shows from Pipe Network.
If you want to learn something new or useless about the world around you, why don't you try listening to the Banyu podcast Reflushed on Spotify, Anchor, or any podcast app that you use?